I saw the plane hit the building, the flames and the billowing smoke. I saw the glass, metal, paper, and stone. Everything shattered and broke. I was there with my people, Engine Company 24. We marched into the building, got as far as the 35th floor. The black smoke and the heat was like nothing I'd seen in all of my years. With each step in that burning inferno, you could feel destiny near. Amidst all of the falling girders, the sheetrock and God knows what else, I tried to find the survivors, those who made it to the stairwells. I carried the wounded to safety, if that's what you might call the street. With bodies and boulders and metal all crashing down at your feet. As number two was collapsing, when only 10 floors still stood, everything was falling around me like it was made out of cardboard and wood. That's when I heard someone trapped underneath the debris. I started pulling at something, and that's when the fire got me. I was pinned beneath the rubble, the flames were licking my coat. The pain, the unbearable agony, and then that was all that she wrote. I just wish I could tell you before I am taken away that I've seen a lot of this world, and there's something that I gotta say. I don't believe in politics. I believe in the human race. I believe in the goodness of people in New York or some faraway place. I believe in my daughter, and I believe in my wife, and may nobody's father be taken to avenge the loss of my life. Some people may call me a brave man, and this may very well be, but the firefighters of Kabul are just as brave men as me.